In the name of Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, extraordinary is the claim of Jesus. Is the claim, that is, that he lays upon his disciples, difficult, therefore, even painful it is, for absolute it is. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, declares he. So no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. How difficult, even painful, it was, it is then, for the company of man, for this kind of a Jesus astounds. This kind of a Jesus even offends. For in terms now of the characteristic terrain of our contemporary landscape, in these terms now, the Jesus of whom we speak brooks no postmodern perspectivalism, no multicultural celebration of diversity, no world where the only absolute is that there are no absolutes. Instead, he asserts uncompromising authority, and doing so praises, in remarkable fashion now, praises that which the flesh prefers to abhor. He praises and comforts then not the high, not the wise and the understanding, but the low of all things, of all people. And he declares that belonging has not to do with our volunteering, our initiative, our progress, or our holy ambition, but with his volunteering, his initiative, his progress, and his holy ambition accomplished in the contours of a cross. Blessed, therefore, are the low, declares Jesus, are the poor in spirit who mourn, who are meek and lowly, and who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are these. Astonishing. And when provoking not devotion but rebellion, he additionally declares, woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they should have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, Sodom would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it shall be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. Doubly astonishing, then, is he. Too painful for words now are his words. For now Jesus speaks not of Alexandria or of Babylon or of Rome, but of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. Not the cities of the enemy then, but of the cities from which his very followers have come, of their homes then, he speaks. Home. now no longer home? Many are the remarkable joys of life lived as citizens and servants of the kingdom. His yoke is indeed easy, his burdens indeed light. But know this also, declares your God. There is also simultaneously in all of this the following, as long as we live in the present evil age. There is first the pain that inevitably comes whenever Jesus addresses and convicts the lowliness of our fallen selves. There is also, secondly, the pain that inevitably comes when Jesus additionally declares, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." Beloved children of our Heavenly Father, it is a paradoxical thing, is it not? There is, on the one hand, the yoke which is indeed easy, the burden which is indeed light, but there is also, at the same time now, always for us in this present evil age, there is also the challenge of Jesus, who adds, "He who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." There is ease, therefore, in this life and in our hope for the future. But there is also pain in this life. And as regards the latter, there is bad pain, it seems, and there is good pain. A time when you are to feel the pain. There is regrettable pain, and there is necessary pain. Even the good, right, and salutary pain of a day like this day, this Ash Wednesday. Even the necessary pain of an entire prayerful and penitential season, like this season of Lent. For only he who has been laid low can then be lifted up. Only he who knows that he has nothing to offer has everything to gain in that which Jesus has brought, brings, and will bring on the last day. With the hard and with the difficult, with the painful, then, there is also, in all important fashion, of course, the easy. But there is the hard. Praise be to God, for with the hard, he provides also the easy. Reason to endure till the day of his glorious returning. In the font, he provides it. From the pulpit, he provides it. From altar two, he provides it. For whatever the source, his message this day and every day is the same. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden," declares your God, "and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden light."